I know it. Well, you're working the wrong night. That seems to be my...
That's all there is to it.
I know. That seems to be me. Anyway, this is National FFA Week, and we've got four students from Watertown FFA. And I guess before we get me introduce you, why don't you get up and tell your name and who your parents are and what year you are in school. Garrett, go ahead.
Get close to the microphone.
Here you go.
I'm Garrett Williams. My parents are TJ Williams and Bobby Williams. I'm a sophomore in high school this year.
Okay. Amber?
I'm Amber Riley, and my parents are Michael and Susan Riley, and I'm also a sophomore.
My name is Dylan Zimmerman. My parents are Rob Zimmerman and Jennifer Strickfuss. I'm a sophomore, and I'm the Sentinel.
My name is John Ingalls, and my mom and dad are Elaine and Terry Ingalls, and I'm a sophomore in high school.
So we got the sophomore class, I think.
Well, yes. Must be all of the officers and things like that.
Well, yeah, so I think there's a couple officers here. Anyway, who wants to start about what's going on in the FFA? All right. Dylan, I guess it's going to be you.
All right. So on Thursday, we're serving ice cream. Is that the boys' game? I think it is, ain't it? Yeah, the boys' game. And then on Friday, we're having the Egg Olympics at the Watertown Middle School all day long. If you're interested, you know, come on out. It'll be a fun time. Thursday as well, I get some ice cream, you know. Everyone likes ice cream, so.
It is
SDSU
ice cream.
Yeah, it is SDSU ice cream, so that's a good.
Well, that's definitely a good.
Exactly. Yep.
How many gallons you can have then? You can have enough for everybody?
Oh boy, how you have no clue.
I think we got
last year was like
6, 5
we have someone else coming in.
Yeah, we got quite a bit.
All right, we got someone else coming in. Why don't you come up and give your name and who your parents are? You want to talk right there?
I am Sierra Huck, and my parents are Scott and Alana Huck.
And what grade you in?
I am a sophomore in high school.
All right. We got all three sophomores. Garrett, come on up a little bit.
All right.
Let's talk about that Olympics junior. What do you do?
So this year we have, it's for middle school students, just trying to get our name out there and recruit those younger students. And we're just going to do some stations and let them know what FFA is and what we do. And hopefully next year they come and join our chapter. And
so what do you do as far as there?
We got stations that they compete in, and then
like what? Give us.
Some of us are like, we're all at a different station, and one of them's bail roll, herd. What? Tire toss. Herd the pigs and a couple other things.
Well, Amber, come on up. You were talking about the tire toss. Are we talking big tires or little tires?
Just car tires, right? Car tires. We're just doing car tires.
I was going to say, Mark, that'd be the only thing we could do. Maybe lawnmower tires. So have you done this before?
No, this is my first year in FFA, so okay. I'm all new to this.
So you know what station you're going to be at yet?
Not yet. Okay. Nope.
Well, good. Okay, John, come on up. Come on up. Have you done this before? Is this your first year, too?
This is my first year. I just joined, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what got you going on FFA?
Well, Garrett kind of talked me into it. They go to a lot of competitions, and I like to be outside. And they did the fishing tournament. That kind of got my attention. It's like I like fishing, so I wanted to see what other fun activities they had to do.
Well, great. Are you from the farm, then?
No.
Okay. So you're one of the non-farm kids that have taken. That's good. Do you enjoy it so far?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, good. Well, let's get, come on up. What'd you do, go the wrong way?
Yep.
No GPS or anything?
I just guessed.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're glad you're here. How long have you been in FFA then?
I just started this year.
Did you? Too. Good. What got you involved in FFA?
It seems similar to 4-H, and I'm in 4-H already. Mm-hmm. And then I had a couple friends who joined, so I figured I would try it too.
So what do you think of it?
I think it's pretty good.
So you're getting more members, not a new members coming in. Garrett, come on up here a second. Let's talk about the ice fishing. Who did the ice fishing?
My thing.
That's what I thought.
But yeah, it turned out good. We had just about 40 teams for our first year, and Yeah. Went through the ice. That's well, always fun.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing, yeah. So did they catch any fish?
Yeah, we had quite a few fish caught. I know somebody brought in 11.5-pound northern. And
wow.
Yeah.
Crappie inside it. That added weight.
Yeah, it definitely did.
So you had a pretty good day then, too, didn't you?
Yeah, it was nice out. It started snowing at the end when we were trying to weigh fish. But so
how many kids were involved in helping with that?
Just about our whole chapter was. And all of our officers had a big part in it, going around talking. And just we delivered food out to the people fishing, and they enjoyed it. We got a lot of comments on how we were polite, I guess. And
well, that's good, of course. Yeah. We no doubt about that. You guys are fun guys. Anyway, let's talk about some other. Who else wants to talk about some other things going on up here that you guys or your members? Number of members or okay, come on, Dylan. Let's talk now. You've been in FFA for a while.
I know. I'm a second year.
So when you and Garrett are out, do you go out and recruit some of these young kids? Do you try to?
Yeah, we try to. Like about a week or two, we had NTHS tours where we had kids from all over. Nearby local schools that came out and gave tours, and we were there for FFA, and we were trying to recruit them, tell them about what FFA is, what we do, and everyone that I talked to they were really involved in it, and they seemed interested. So yeah, we try our best to recruit as many as we can.
So Amber, then come on up. What projects are you taking in FFA that are you interested in?
Agronomy?
Yeah.
I want to pursue that career, and there's a CDE that I'm doing this spring for, That's definitely going to help me out.
So what career do you want to do in agronomy? You want to be a consultant or work in the industry?
I probably want to work more in the industry.
Okay. But well, good. So you're getting a good start out of it.
Yeah.
Are you from the farm?
No. Okay. I have family that farms. I just want to get more into it.
Okay. Good. I didn't get to, you haven't had much time just getting you used to it since you got here a little late. So what are you taking up? Are you doing some projects
in
FFA?
I'm doing vet science this year, which is supposedly the hardest, but.
There, you've got to learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You're talking a lot of terms and diseases.
Different breeds.
Everything. Yeah. So, and you're many of you in that?
I'm the only one.
Are you really?
Vet science, yeah.
Really? You going to get anybody to go with you or not?
Maybe. I don't think so, but.
Now, are you from the farm?
No.
Okay. Are you interested in vet
yeah,
science? Are you interested?
I'm thinking about it.
So what are you thinking? What are you taking up in?
I would do large animal if I were to do it.
Yeah. Well, there, you know, that's a shortage.
Yeah.
Right now, large animal shortage. Well, good. So do you, what are you trying to, as far as FFA, what do you really want to get into? Are you helping with different events and?
I've been trying to help with different events. I have a busy schedule, so it makes it hard, but I do what I can to come help.
But your first year in, that's a good way to get started.
Yep.
All right, good. Come on up again. You were talking that you really want to get into the fun things and stuff. So what's your project going to be? Where are you going to go?
I'm in natural resources.
Okay, and what do you do in natural resources?
Well, it's pretty much like we have to ID birds, fish, trees, pretty much insects, everything that's out there. We have to name it.
So what kind of birds? All kinds of birds?
Every waterfowl and then common birds.
So are you studying already?
Yeah.
Take a lot of studying?
Mm-hmm.
When's the competition start?
March 5th.
Oh, so that's coming up pretty fast. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, pretty much. We practice on Tuesdays.
Okay, now is when's the state meet? Okay, April 15th to 17th?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know, I'm going to be up there broadcasting, so if you guys get some awards, you got to stop and talk to me.
Will do.
You know what?
All right.
So you're anxious about being in the FFA and going into some ag part of it?
Yeah, okay. I want to go out in the wildlife, I think, is what I want to do.
So where are you thinking of going then?
Not really sure.
South Dakota State University or anything?
We'll see.
They got a good wildlife up there. Garrett, come on up. Of course, even a sophomore, I've seen you've been in here a few times, you and Dylan both. And I guess, is it kind of fun to get these new members and get them involved?
It is, because I know when I first started, even John, we're both kind of quiet guys to start out with, and I know I kind of pressured him into coming in today, and he really didn't want to at first, and then he just finally today he said, all right, I'm going.
Well, you're not quiet anymore. You do a nice job on
that's yeah. I used to be the one that sat in the back of the classroom and didn't do anything, but now I can get up and talk in front of people.
And now you're one of the leaders.
Yeah.
All right. Dylan, I'll give you a last word here, too. Dylan, I know you've been a sophomore. You've been in here for a while, and you've where are you thinking of going?
Well, I was thinking about going to LETI. I was thinking about going for egg business, like how to run a ranch properly, how to take care of the animals, and how to run basically how to run a farm properly.
Good.
So, just interests me.
Well, good luck again.
Thank you,
Amber. Why don't you give the what's coming up again this week?
Thursday night at the home boys basketball game, we'll be selling SDSU ice cream, and then Friday morning, free will donation, sorry. And on Friday morning, we will be at the middle school having Egg Olympics. So. Okay.
And again, that free will donation, you guys use it to, for your trips and your studying. And so. Go ahead, Eric.
For the boys basketball game, we're going to be taking the money and giving it to a charity.
Okay.
Feed Great. South Dakota or something like that. And that's what we're going to do with the money that we collect for that.
So if they pay to get some good SDSU ice cream, donate, it's going to go to a really good cause,
yep.
a charity.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys very much, and thank you, some of you younger ones that are just coming in here, and great for joining FFA, and hope you have a good time, and you got some good leaders to lead you through.